Sorry, we are a little late. We had a four-body problem today. Wife and my mom are also trying to get ready. So just like yesterday, he'll speak for about 35 minutes or so, because there's a lot of people for Namamantra. And so I will call for the last question about 10 minutes before. Fine,
No,
no
problem.
Leave it there.
So for 2 days we discussed something about spirituality, and you got the basic knowledge. I don't want to repeat the same thing again and again. Just you have to absorb the knowledge, not in reality. You know better what to do, what not to do. You have to identify oneself. It's easy to discuss about spirituality. A little bit difficult, but not impossible. See, it's human body. There are so many concepts, physical, religion concepts. And since childhood till today, we embrace all the concepts, we're living within the circle of the concepts. Across the circle of all the concepts. The mind is there, ego is there, intellect is also there. They're the functioning parts, not bad. But we're giving so much importance to mind, ego, intellect. So not to become victim of the flow of thoughts. Thoughts are in nature. And therefore just to identify yourself. It's open fact that you are not body at all. Body is not identity at all. Though we are knowing all these things, again and again we are repeating the same thing. We try to extract the happiness from this body knowledge. Unless body knowledge dissolves, you are not able to identify yourself and yourself. It's a fact. You need not go to anywhere. Not expect anybody's blessings. You are ultimate truth, you are final truth, except yourself, then nothing is there. Brahman, Atman, Paramatma, God, Master, name is given to the ultimate truth, that which is already within you. Your invisible listener within the master, within you is the master, the ultimate truth. And just to identify yourself, dear saints, you have to undergo the discipline of meditation, the beginning only. This is the only source. You go anywhere in the world, you approach so many masters, you read so many books, nothing. You will temporarily live. It's painkillers, temporary intoxication. So, what do you want exactly? If you are not knowing what you want, roaming here and there, right? You trouble to the body, torture to the body. Therefore, today's concluding lecture is that try to identify invisible listener within you, which is ultimate truth. The master key is meditation. As I told, it is the antivirus software. All religious concepts support to be dissolved totally. Did you got conviction that I am not body, I was not, but I am not going to remain body? The reality will not be clear. So, today, if you want to ask any question, you can ask question. Not to hesitate it. Okay? Does anybody have any question? Yes, yes.
No. I've been taught that from the Vedic understanding of the evolution of consciousness, first we have to understand who we are, that unbounded awareness, and then the perception over time refines to perceive finer and finer levels of creation, until one perceives the infinite in all of creation and sees that is no different than that which I am. Is this a sequence that happens over time, or can it happen all at once?
Then nothing is happening. This, what is the position of your ultimate truth? Nothing has happened, nothing is going to happen. If you are not dual, there is no deed at all. Not to measure yourself in body form. Since you are measuring yourself in body form, that is religion. So many questions are raised, appear upon your presence. Try to identify that invisible presence within you. You are not body, there is no shape, there is no nothing form. You are formless, you are unborn. How is it prior to beingness? Just after leaving the body, any question remains? No. What is the value of the knowledge? Knowledge means just to identify oneself in the self. We identify ourselves in body form, that is illusion, it's a simple thing. There are so many books on spirituality, there are so many masters also. I want to analyze the words of the masters and spiritual words. What they are giving message, that is most important, that is the conclusion of the spiritual knowledge. It's one sentence except yourself, there is no God, no Brahman, no Atman, no Paramatman, no Master. This is one message given all this. To have conviction, to absorb this knowledge, and undergo the basic of meditation. Sorry. There is no any other source. Question, counter question, analyzation. Yes.
Is there any specific way to do meditation?
Meditation means concentration and involvement. Not sitting like this, Ram 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 Ram, like not like this. Try to identify who is acting within that body. Just sit calm and quiet and see what is that, what is happening. Who is witnessing thoughts? Who is watching dream? Who is that? It's not body at all. It's called Brahman, Atman, Paramatma, God. No, name is given, the supernatural power.
So it's like meditating and investing.
Meditation means just to identify yourself. Invite attention of the invisible meditator within you that you are a Brahman. Except yourself, nothing is there. Sorry. After knowledge you are having, the body-based knowledge, this is full body, not going to remain constant. At a stage, your child and grown up as a young man and become old man some other day, willingly or unwillingly you have to leave the body. What remains? After leaving the body, what remains? Nothing. So everything came out of nothing, everything dissolved within nothing. What remains? How are you prior to beingness? I don't know. After leaving body, I don't know. I don't know means that in negative thoughts, it's positive concept is there, positive reality is there. I'm not in any form, I'm formless, I'm shapeless. My presence is there. Just like a sky, space everywhere.
In same question about the bhajan.
It is prayers, it is a bhajan, which are required because it's a weak point of the spirituality. Creating the atmosphere. We're playing with the various instruments, count, it's creating atmosphere. It's sattva guna. I said sattva guna. There are three gunas are there, sattva guna, rita guna, tamma guna, you know? In spiritual science.
Is it a specific kind of bhajan or any general bhajan?
Any bhajan through which you are getting happy, happiness, peacefulness. Not a specific bhajan. Where is your daily specific bhajan? The purpose behind that, they should be, you should be one with yourself, the self. Spontaneous peacefulness, not artificial peacefulness, not with the material cause of spiritual peacefulness. Peacefulness is there, happiness is there, tension grab is there. And therefore, I mean, sitting, not to measure yourself, but not to underestimate yourself, the self. It is hidden secret in you. We are ignoring ourselves. There are so many expectations. so many concepts. Or to like to live within the circle of the concept, to break the circle. That the courage will get out of this meditation only. Now I repeat all the meditation or lesson to make this. We know already. This is what you call man, this is what you call woman. We accepted it. We are acting as a woman or man. We are watching dream as a woman or man. And totally absorbed. Parent told his body called man or woman. We are accepted. Master says you are neither human, you are not man, you are Brahman. I don't accept it. You have supernatural power. You have tremendous power, hidden power, which you are ignoring all the way. Then you will be fearless. No tension will be there. But the purpose behind the spirituality? But it is tension-free life, peaceful life, happy life, fearless life. Everybody having fear of the death. What will happen? After knowing the reality, I'm not going to die. There's no birth and death to me. It is connected to the body only. I'm not body at all. I was not body at all. I'm not going to remain body at all. It's fact. So for a present, is there body is there? The moment present is appears, what is the value of the body? But we are ignoring this fact. I'm not disturbing your activity. You do your duty. If your family wants to take care of the family, take care of your health also. Not to neglect your health. What is the best? Just to identify yourself as self. But you have a lot of attraction in the world. Publicity, money and sex. Through which you want to extract the happiness. It's temporary. They came along with the body. Where are these prior to being this? Nothing. Through all angles you have to identify yourself. And it will spontaneous conviction. As I told you yesterday, how to know whether I'm realized or not. After having conviction, it will dramatic change within you. Spiritual science is 6 measures. Again, I'm doing. Whether I'm realized or not, how to measure it? It's a dramatic thing. This miraculous change will appear within you. Kshama means that forgive and forget nature. For small small body, get your irritations. The irritation will stop. Did you know this? Jesus Christ, the time of naming says, oh God. What these people are doing, they do not know. Forgive them. Forgive and forget nature. And Dhamma means tolerance and patience. No excitement. Titiksha means just know the reality. Uprati means no attraction of the world. Though you are living in the body, raising your body, but there is no attraction of the world. No money, nothing, no greediness. Not become victim of your mind, ego, intellects. It happens spontaneously. Then bhakti means devotion, total devotion, yes. And then shraddha means complete faith, yes. So that I. Then there will not be, don't be any struggle, there would never be struggle. No violence, complete silence. So every being wants peaceful life. Happy life, careless life, tension-free life. It's fact. You can have it, you get courage out of the spiritual knowledge. Anybody have any question regarding this? Be free, no problem. Ask any question. Yes?
My mind keeps asking, why am I here, to be of service, or how to hold my connection? Why am I here in a physical body if I already am bound?
To say my mind, you're different from the mind at all? Mm-hmm. To say my mind, you're different from mind, you're not mind at all. You're watching your mind, you're identifying your mind, you're experiencing your mind, it's separate from you. You're supplying energy to your mind. You can control your mind. It happens, it's nature of the mind to probe the thoughts. You're separate from the thoughts, you're thoughtless. Yes, anybody else?
Maharaj, over the last couple of years, my sadhana has progressed quite a bit.
Good.
More actually just sitting in dhyan and, you know, see the seer, know the knower. Just being able to basically pivot the mind backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And just sort of, you know, in a state of awareness. Maharaj's statement, patience and perseverance are the most important at that state. So, you know, for the last couple of years, and now I can do it for about 2 hours a day.
Good.
What next?
No next is there. No next is there. Nothing is there. Well, then only this sky is having next up earlier. Nothing is there. It presents just like a sky space. It's a very limited. It's everywhere. Mind, ego, intellect, these concepts appear upon the pages. I mean, inviting attention of that presence through which you are seeing my mind, my ego, my intellect, all relations, all requirement needs to. Who wants all these things? Prior to beginning, where is that mind? No ego, no intellect prior to beginning. How is prior to beginning? He says, I don't know. That don't the correct answer. So with various ways, I'm placing with some words, with various ways, try to identify the principle behind that. It's not dry spiritual knowledge. It is listener truth. It's listener ultimate. It's a large destination, large terminal. Need not take out to go anywhere, need not having any exercise. Not to torture your body. Be simple, be normal. Absolute within you. Not to be getting deliberate effort. What you have been told is try to absorb, try to digest it. You are having so many questions. What is this question, Dabar? Because directly, indirectly, we are having conviction I am somebody else, that somebody is supposed to be dissolved. You are everybody, not somebody. Your presence is everywhere just like a space or sky. You are not limited to the body. What is external cover? You can use your body just like this. Clothes. You are cleaning clothes. You are taking care of the clothes. It is open fact. The sadhana is in the beginning stage only. No sadhana is required to have a conviction. Sadhana, meditation, is okay in the beginning. Just like a small baby wants something to artificial. Look, they're going to ask you to talk and, because they understand it will be fit. If now you're given some artificial food, do not believe. I'm grown up. So likewise, you have to convince, you have to have dialogue within yourself. The inner master is very strong. As a matter of fact, there is no inner master for understanding purpose. It is the inner master through which you are identifying the world, to which you see the world, through which you are watching the dreams and all, through which you are experiencing all the thoughts. But hidden secret will be opened through meditation only. This is a magic box. magic box. So many things are in. But all the time we are neglecting it. We have some concept, oh, the body is there, adventuring all the world and all. With the grace I am living on this note. Have some faith in yourself, yourself. Be calm and quiet. Just see what is there. This glimpses of I. Without any shape or form. So in the beginning stage, sadhana is required, meditation is required. Till you've got conviction, spontaneous conviction. Remember any question?
10 more minutes. So anyone has questions, ask them now.
Yes.
Sri Ramakant, I want to thank you so much for the teaching. This is the first time that peacefulness has remained with me.
Good.
When I leave here, it's still with me. When I fall asleep, it's still with me. When I wake up, it's still with me. There may be a temporary moment of maybe 3 to 4 minutes of stress attention, but stress attention seems so far. And so, boom, the peacefulness is...
Good, very good.
Yeah, and so... And you've kept my intellect from using scripture as a prism. I'll be trying to find more and more. I need more, you know, more and more. I need to get to a higher and higher state. After this one, what state next? And after this one, and it was a continuous agony. And so, thanks for freeing me.
Good, very good. Any question for anybody else? No.
I have no questions, Maharaj. Good. My mind is quiet, peaceful.
Good.
No questions arise.
Very nice.
Yes.
Yes?
Master, the more I did the mantra and the meditation, the more I couldn't sleep. I got more and more awake.
Good. Inner master awakening. Yes.
Maharaj, will someone carry on the lineage after you?
Not like that. Lineage is spontaneous lineage. There's no any specific. You just say lineage. There's no any individuality. There's no any individuality.
Individuality.
Individuality, you know. No specific personality. This matter, that matter, that matter, that matter. It's okay. So for living in this body, you erect that concept. It's also a concept. As Mr. Ramachandra Maharaj, spiritual grandmaster of mind, says, if you realize, make others realize. If you are peaceful, make others peaceful. Then hard and fast, if you realize, spread your carpet and start talking, but not to make business of the spirituality. It is free knowledge. I was told by one of the devotees, says, we have some foundation in the name of Ramakant Maharaj. I am against all that. I don't want any foundation in my name. I don't want to raise anything in my name on my spiritual knowledge. It's quite enough. I'm not expecting any fund, any money from anybody else for personal. We are both opposite. A retired person are getting sufficient pension, and my both the sons are very well off. So I don't expect any personal contribution by anybody else. It's a free knowledge. But having an ashram also. And those are in spontaneous contribution, only spontaneous contribution, only accepted. There were not. There are no specific demand in the, not from the back door, oh, give some donation for my ashram. No. The discipline of the or lineage is strictly said not to demand anything, any penny from any person, any devotee. for personal use and for any purpose. And from there, the back door, oh, I'm running ashram, give me something. No. Invocation, how you're maintaining ashram? It's spontaneous contribution given by its local devotees. Then there's a donation box in our ashram. Why money is required? What is use of that money? Okay, for maintenance you need. But not in the name of spirituality. So if you realize, you make others realize, not to have any commercial views, commercial use. There's no hard and part, there's no restriction, there's no bondage. Yes.
If one is no longer identified with the body and knows what they are, will they no longer feel the pain and the fear about the world?
Therefore, you have to undergo the meditations. Fear because we are developing body concepts. What is the fear?
I mean, responsibility for acting in the world.
Yes, of course. You'll get courage out of the switch it after having identification. You'll get courage to how to live with your family life, your routine life. For which spirituality is there? Because directly, indirectly, or mind picking from backside, mind going, click picking from mind. When you're picking very close and close yourself, the mind and ego picking from backside. Mm-hmm. Trying to distract you from the reality. You have to be alert. Particularly while meditations, some negative concept appearing, unpleasant atmosphere appears. Be firm with you. You know the reality. It's nature of the mind. Mind go into appear upon a presence. A spontaneous invisible presence supplying power to the mind ego intellects. Not to become victim of your mind ego intellects. You can use them. You're no more slave of the mind ego intellects. You're master of the mind ego intellects. Can control it. You know this bad thought, good thoughts have been this nature. Thought which is to be accepted or thought which is not to be accepted is up to you. You are master of thoughts. Not to give corner to any egoistic thought, religious thoughts. Thoughts are happening to nature. Good thoughts are happening, bad thoughts are happening. It's the clouds coming and going. You are there and there only. My conviction that body is not identity at all. Where was that depression prior to beingness? After doing body and depression is there. It's fact, some or other day, willingly, unwillingly, what is doing this body? Is it a dead body? What is the value of this body? Because spontaneous presence, you say I. To say I, your presence is required. There is no presence, what is all of them? To see this world, is here is required. So you are a central point. You are a source of all this world. To say this word, say the word, your identification, your personal presence is required. If there is no presence, who will talk about the world, who will talk about all relations? Yes?
When I go to the doctor, pretty soon I might have an operation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get a pain shot. I'm not going to try to meditate. I will meditate too and recognize I'm not the one feeling the pain because I am spaceless, timeless, not an object that can be touched. But I would like you to comment on that. I'll get the pain shot, little issue. I used to try to meditate and not get the pain shot. So now I say, heck with it, what's the difference? You know, I'll just take the page off, I'll take the aspirin, you know, the headache's there, take the aspirin, what's the difference? It's just the way the knowledge is happening, so it's no big deal, but I would like to hear your comment on that.
See, the physical problems, the physical problems, you can take the help of the doctor. But I'll tell you that meditation gives a lot of courage to bear all these experiences, intolerant things. Previously it is intolerance, unbearable things, it can be bearable to having the conviction of, this is body basic. Since you are holding body, headache was about to be there, temperature about to be there, you take the help of the doctor. Oh, I'm so jealous, how can I take the help of the doctor? Not like that. What is the media to identify yourself? Not to neglect your body. I'm requesting everybody not to neglect your body. Take the help of your doctor as and when it is required. It's a food body. You have to supply the food, water, everything.
Mm-hmm. It's water.
But there should not be attachment. I'm not a body. I'm not going to remain body. It's an open fact. We're not accepting it. Therefore, there's painfulness is there. Directly, directly, we're having some imports on the body. Okay, you can use the body just like a cloth. You are owner of the body. Yes, any education. Please come forward. Be free. Not hesitate.
There's no questions. Stop it.
Some people are interested to hear going to give the mint here that Nama Mantra. Mm-hmm. We'll leave some time for Nama Mantra. Okay?
So,
so just I'm again requesting you not to entertain any request from any person to today is the part in my name. Mm-hmm. And I'm not interested to hear the Ramakant Maharaj Foundation or Ramakant Maharaj Academy or physical health. No, the discipline. Such a good person who don't want anything from anybody else. Supreme knowledge, your knowledge. I'm not favoring you. I'm placing before your knowledge, your reality. My money is required. And we are not dependent upon anybody else. For example, we have gotten some sufficient pension. Where with the pension, my both the sons are very well up, so no problem for the money. Okay?
Okay.
Have a nice time.
Yeah.
Thank you.